Minimal Souvenir Program. Brother and sister-in-law George and Sally Dominey run a goat farm near Blandford in Dorset.
It's not a goat farm.
It bloody is. My brother Frank and me have raised goats here for 40 years. It's a bloody goat farm.
Your half's a goat farm, if you like, but when Frank died, he left his half to me.
Yeah, don't I know it?
You don't act like you know it.
I know it all right.
And I don't like goats, horrid hairy beasts. I like flowers.
Flowers?
Yes, flowers. And let me tell you, you can get a far better price per square metre farm for beautiful daffodils than your horrible goats.
Well, you can't.
No, I can't, because every spring, just as the daffodils are about to blossom, his rotten goats come over and eat them.
Goats is goats. If you grow flowers on a goat farm, goats is going to eat them.
It's not a goat farm. Only your half's a goat farm. My half is a daffodil farm.
The goats don't know that.
No, they bloody don't.
So, excuse me, but why don't you put a fence up around your daffodils?
Yeah, the woman's talking sense. Why don't you do that?
Why should I? It's his goats are causing the problem, not my daffodils. He should put up a fence.
I'm not putting up a fence. I was here first. You want to grow daffodils on a goat farm, you'd best protect them.
Well, look, he's got a point, hasn't he?
No, he hasn't got a point. But if he's so rich he can afford to lose a herd of goats every spring, that's his affair.
Lose them?
Yes, lose them. On my own farm.
I don't understand. Why lose them?
Because daffodils are poisonous to goats, that's why.
Not my fault!
Of course it's your fault. You come onto a goat farm and you grow goat poison. You're responsible for the goat deaths. Put up a bloody fence.
My daffs don't need a fence. They stay where they are. If your goats need to be kept away from them, you build a fence.
So, wait, at the moment, every autumn...
I buy a new herd of goats.
And I plant a new field of daffodils.
And every spring...
His goats eat my daffodils.
And her daffodils poison my goats.
But neither of you will put a fence up.
Because it's her job!
That was a sketch about the human condition. Write that down, the human condition. And now John's written that sketch, he doesn't expect to see any humans behaving selfishly or short-sightedly ever again. All right.